USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump marks the 70th anniversary of the start of the Korean War. President and First Lady placed a wreath at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court ruled in the Trump administration's favor when it comes to quickly deporting illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers, with limited judicial review, the nation's highest court announcing the ruling on Thursday, and another 1.5 million new applicants for first-time jobless benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Bloomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover, in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The CDC is releasing new information regarding how many Americans could die from COVID-19 in the next few weeks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is slowing down its coronavirus reopening plan due to an increase of cases in his state. There will be fans at this year's Kentucky Derby, but it won't look like Derby's past.
General admission will be cut as much as potentially, 60%, as you say, 60%. Again, that's sort of the access control around the facility, those folks who don't have a seat.
Churchill Downs President Kevin Flannery making his remarks today at a briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Democrats such as Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota are embracing the idea of defunding the police. In fact, she even suggested that the Minneapolis Police Department is rotten to the root. It's those sorts of comments that have Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, shaking his head.
You know, we have people on Capitol Hill, I'm sad to say, that think cops are guilty until proven innocent. And I'm going to say what I said the other day. If you hate cops just because they're cops, next time you get in trouble, call them a crackhead. Let me put it another way. I think we got more honest cops than we got honest politicians. And I think it's all just sad. When a Muslim or jihadist blows up a school children, we're told don't judge all Muslims by the acts of a few, and boy, do I agree with that. So how come the same rule doesn't apply to 800,000 cops in this country? If it wasn't for double standards around here, we wouldn't have any standards.
And along those same lines, Americans are growing increasingly aware of racial inequality in the United States, but a large majority still oppose the use of one-time payments, known as reparations, to tackle the persistent wealth gap between African Americans and white citizens. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll, 80% of Republicans are against reparations. Meanwhile, 66% of Democrats are against them as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.